The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday edition of the program. And I've got so many things to share with you today. Good news on the abortion front, strange news on the abortion front, some even weirder and stranger news at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. If you want to hear how nutty, how crazy, how loony the theological left, and I'm talking about the so-called Christian theological left, can become, you wait till you hear the story I have for you at the top of the hour. It is beyond loony. And I'll have that for you at the top of the hour. Hey, my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And before I give you really good news on the abortion front, just a reminder, if you don't have plans for tonight, I have the privilege of teaching the Pastor's Bible class at Genoa Church in Westerville this evening. And we're going to be in Luke's Gospel, Chapter 10. And I'm going to discuss one of the most misunderstood concepts of the entire Bible, particularly the New Testament. One of the most misunderstood concepts, particularly the New Testament. And we're going to talk about that tonight. Genoa Baptist is about 5 miles north of Westerville on Route 3. At the corner of Lewis Center and Route 3 and Lewis Center. 6:45 tonight, the class that I'm teaching is in the main auditorium. If you drive up, see the big canopy, walk in the main doors, walk straight ahead, and you'll be where we are meeting tonight. So I'll be there. Was last Wednesday, tonight, and next Wednesday. Now, if you have a Bible-believing church that has a Wednesday night service, that's where you need to be. And I'm dead serious about that. But if not, I'd love to see you. And I think you will enjoy this study that we're going to get in tonight. And maybe it will even clarify this somewhat controversial and terribly misinterpreted portion of Scripture, concept of Scripture. Anyway, we'll be doing that tonight, and I hope to see many of you there. All right, good news. Here's the headline from the Associated Press, of all places. Number of abortions in U.S. falls to lowest rate since 1960. 73. Let me repeat something I say often. On the abortion front, we are winning the war. It's not over. Oh, it's far from over. The battle will not be over until there are zero abortions in America. But this is one war that we are winning. Now, on the human sexuality front, marriage and so forth, right now we're losing. I think that's going to change because science is on our side, and obviously God is on our side, but secular science is on our side, and that's one of the driving forces in the abortion battle. Science. We now know, without any shadow of a doubt, that that unborn child is not just a blob of cells. We know that through increased knowledge of DNA, but also ultrasound. Science is always on our side. Anyway, headline, number of abortions in U.S. falls to lowest since 1973. Here's the story. The number and rate of abortions across the United States have plunged to their lowest levels since the procedure became legal nationwide in 1973, according to new figures released today. Where do these figures come from? The Guttmacher Institute. What do we know about the Guttmacher Institute? They are a research group that strongly supports abortion. So this is a pro-abortion group releasing a study indicating that abortions in America have fallen to the lowest level since 1973. All right, the report comes from the Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortion rights. They counted 862,000 abortions in the U.S. in 2017. Now, that's a tragedy. 862,000 unborn babies aborted. How in the world can that be good news? Well, because that's down from 926,000 in 2014 and from just over 1 million in 2011. The numbers continue to decline. According to the Associated Press story, Guttmacher is the only entity that strives to count all abortions in the U.S., making inquiries of individual providers. Federal data compiled by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention excludes California, Maryland, and New Hampshire. I'm not sure why, but Guttmacher includes all of those. Continuing, the new report illustrates that abortions are decreasing in all parts of the country, whether in Republican-controlled states seeking to restrict abortions access or in Democratic-run states protecting abortion rights. Between 2011 and 2017, abortion rates increased in only 5 states and the District of Columbia. Guttmacher noted that almost 400 state laws restricting abortion access were enacted between 2011 and 2017. It said 57% of the nationwide decline occurred in 18 states. Interesting. Between 2011 and 2017, the number of clinics providing abortions in the U.S. declined from 839 to 808. With significant regional disparities. The South had a decline of 50 clinics, including 25 in Texas and the Midwest, which had a decline of 33 clinics, including 9 each in Iowa, Michigan, and Ohio. By contrast, the Northeast added 59 clinics, mostly in New Jersey and New York. Let's see. From 2011 to 2017, the abortion rate dropped in Ohio by 27% and in Texas by 30%. So it's good news across the nation. It's especially good news in Ohio. From 2011 to 2017, abortions in Ohio dropped by 27%. Folks, it's working. and we're winning. We have a long ways to go. Still over 800,000 abortions. That's bad news. But the good news, it's the lowest recorded since Roe v. Wade. So we continue to fight. We continue the battle. We continue to tell the truth. We continue to stand on the side, first, of God, and secondly, on science. So good news. Good news on the abortion front. But it means we do not let up. We do not quit. We increase our efforts. When you're winning, you don't quit. You increase your efforts. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, and we will return after this brief intermission.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
You want to know just how loony the liberal left theologically, and I'm talking about the so-called Christian liberal left. You want to know how nutty they have become? Well, sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, I'll share with you. I have a very special guest coming up at 4 o'clock, but in the 4 o'clock hour, this is one of those stories you're just not going to believe. Yeah, I've got that for you. Speaking of not believing, I just gave you the story. Great news on the abortion front. Lowest number of abortions since 1973. That is great news. And then there is this. Many of you are familiar with the name Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman is a comedian. She is pretty filthy and vile and dirty. And she is an avowed atheist, or at least an agnostic. At times she says she's atheist, sometimes she says she is agnostic. Until it comes to climate change, yes. She believes that we have seen the second coming of Jesus. Well, not the real Jesus. Some of you have heard about the 15-year-old Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, and she, what did she do? She, I don't know, paddleboard across the, I don't know, she, sailboat. She took a sailboat across part of the Atlantic or whatever. She's 15 years old, and she was hailed as a hero. She did it for because of climate change, and she spoke before the United Nations. And then, of course, she got on a jet and flew back home and polluted the atmosphere. But anyway, she has become a real hero for the climate change folks. Well, Sarah Silverman believes that this is the second coming of Jesus. Here's the story. Sarah Silverman slammed conservatives for not seeing 15-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as the second coming that they all profess, and wondered how Christians could champion Noah's Ark but not see the flood of climate change in front of their very eyes. Yeah. Silverman has reacted with a strange Christian fervor, peering through the fog of her anti-religious sentiments and seeing Jesus Christ operating through the little girl. She tweeted recently, quote, "You think you will recognize Jesus when he comes back? I see him all around. He is this girl. And y'all don't even see it." Yeah. She said, Quote, the irony of it being lost on the evangelicals who preach Noah and the Ark, and so totally blind with all happening right in front of their eyes. Yeah, she says that climate change is the Noah's Ark experience, the flood of our day. So if you can believe in the flood of Noah, then you certainly should believe in climate change. And this 15-year-old girl is the second coming of Jesus because she has come to warn us about climate change. Oh, my goodness. Strange, strange things on the left. Speaking of the left is outraged because of a decision that you and I talked about yesterday from the Arizona Supreme Court. If you were listening, the Arizona Supreme Court in a 4-3 ruling deemed that graphic designers Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski were within their constitutional rights to insist on only creating invitations for heterosexual weddings. This is from Newsweek, and the headline is Outrage After Court Says Wedding Invitation Makers Can Refuse Gay Couples. It is a license to discriminate. It's interesting. The court decision reads, Duca and Koski's beliefs about same-sex marriage may seem old-fashioned or even offensive to some, but the guarantees of free speech and freedom of exercise are so precious to this nation since its founding, and they are not limited to soft murmurings behind the doors of a person's home or church or private conversations with like-minded friends and family. Those are the words of Justice Andrew Gould in the majority decision. These guarantees protect the right of every American to express their beliefs in public. This includes the right to create and sell words, paintings, and art that expresses a person's sincere religious beliefs. This is such a victory for people who believe in true freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and so forth. For such a long time, the liberal left has been telling us, of course you have freedom of religion within the walls of your church, within the walls of your home, but you do not have freedom to express or practice that religion out in public. Well, at least the Arizona Supreme Court understands that freedom of religion and freedom of speech does not end at your front door. It's a wise decision, but again, according to Newsweek, the left is outraged. Isn't that interesting? A court upholds freedom, liberty, constitutional rights, and the left is outraged. That should tell you something about the attitude of the left concerning freedom, liberty, and constitutional rights. Yeah, it should tell us a lot. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back, got a special guest. I think you're going to want to meet him and hear what he's going to share. And then sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, hey, I got tickets to give away to a wonderful concert, but also one of the weirdest, wackiest stories from the theological left that I've seen in a long, long time.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.